This poem, The Oyster, has another epigraph to it by Anne Carson, of course. And I was intrigued by the fact that the oyster changes sex in order to procreate. I was stumbling upon Anne Carson's line, "There is no moment when you are not one thing or another," and it just led me to think about moments and how we change, and how when we're angry, we go out of one moment and into another. I started playing around with that idea. And I was just fascinated by the idea of the oyster. So that's a result of it. It's funny that, this is partially a piece of advice for young writers, I guess, and aspiring poets, is that, you know, you have to be open to letting your imagination do things. And I had no idea that I was going to connect this poem, which begins basically as a description of an oyster and what an oyster is, and changes into a man angry after a cocktail party at his wife, and he wants to love his wife and berates himself a little bit. I had no idea that that was going to happen, and I just started playing around with it. It just sort of happened. Especially when the poem takes the turn with the line, "Look, you cannot know who you are, - ever," and that's the turning point. Right after the question, "Does the oyster know itself as an oyster?" And when the poem turned, that's when it became a specific event of somebody for the reader to identify with and to cling to. So I like the turn in that poem, and the turn came with me. The term I use is fooling around, but playing with words and wondering how to make the idea of the oyster changing specifically to human life, to human experience, and we change all the time in our emotions, and that's what came to me. And I tried to catch that in the poem.